Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Gittin Samach Vav. We are holding at the Mishnah, which is on Samach Yomid Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Bari Shoina, in the olden days, initially, Hayu Aimrim, the Chachamim would teach us as follows, Hayoite Bekoilo. The authorities are carrying a person out in chains to kill him. And this fellow calls out in this state of frenzy. Va'amar, and he says, Kisvu get li'ishti. Please write a get for my wife. But he forgets to say anything about delivering the get to his wife. What do they do? Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. They should write and deliver the get. That's what he meant. So although he didn't say it, we attribute it to his lack of mindfulness because of his precarious state. Later on, the Chachamim added more examples. Not only if his life is actually being threatened, but even Afham Farish, a person who is about to embark on a sea journey, and he lacks that mindfulness. Or on the way out to join the caravan on their journey. Here as well, Kisvu is tantamount to Kisvu Utnu. He doesn't have the proper focus. And therefore, when he says kisvu, he really means kisvu utnu. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, one more example, afham asukan, a person who suddenly got sick. And he's fearful for his life. And therefore, this fellow as well, when he says kisvu, he really means prepare it and deliver it. Says the Gemara Gniva, there was a person called Gniva, who we actually learned about a few days ago. He was a great Talmud Chacham, but a big Baal Machlekes. He picked a fight with Mar Ukva, the Avbezn, back on the Avzayin Amar Aleph, and he suffered as a consequence. Look what happened. Yoytzei Bekoilor Hava. He was chained and being let out by the authorities. They were going to kill him. Kiava Konofik, on his way out, Omar, he declared, Havu Arba Meazuzi, L'Rabbi Avina. Please give 400 zuz to Rabbi Avina, Mechamra, from the wine that I have in this place, the Nahar Panya. Okay? Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Avina is entitled to the wine. Dora Rabbi Avina Lasilte, Rabbi Avina should pack up his basket of food for the road, for the journey, and travel to whom? Va'azal, and travel Lagabe de Rav Huna, Rabbi, to Rav Huna his Rabbi, who will give him the rights to this gift, because he's entitled to receive this gift, even though he didn't make a kinyan. Gniva just promised it to him, he didn't actually make a kinyan. But based on what Rav Huna teaches us elsewhere, we will conclude that, in fact, Rabbi Avina is entitled to receive this gift. Because Gniva was in a state of frenzy, he was about to be put to death. He has a din like a shchiv mara, similar to a person who is deathly ill, with a chachamim grant him extra powers. Divrei shchiv mara, we all know the words of a shchiv mara stand. Kiksuvin u'kusurim damu, it's as though they were formalized in a document. His promises, his gifts, his word is implemented. Okay, where do we have Rav Huna? D'amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna tells us, Gito kimatante. We're speaking about a shchiv mara, and we equate his get to his matana. In which way? Ma matanasa im amat chayzer. Just like if a shchiv mara promises somebody a gift, and he suddenly recovers, Baruch Hashem, he's well and healthy again, he can go back on that gift, because the assumption is he was only giving it thinking that he's passing away. So it's like a conditional gift. Im amad chayzer, afkita, the same with his get. If he gives a get, at that point, we assume it was conditional upon his passing away. Im amad chayzer. Therefore, if he recovers, he can cancel the get. So Rav Huna makes that connection. The get of a shchiv mara is conditional just like his matana is conditional. Continues the Gemara, and likewise, we will now make a reverse correlation as well, a two-way connection. We're going to connect a Shchiv Mara's matana powers to his get powers. Uma gitoy af gavdele parish, just like concerning his get. Even if he forgot to specify, all he said was kisvu. He didn't actually tell them to deliver it. What do we say? What do we say in our Mishnah? A person who is in a precarious state, in a state of frenzy, given the Amar Kisfu, as soon as he says Kisfu, that's enough for us. That's sufficient. Afakav lo Amar Tnu, even without specifying give the get, we still give. We assume that's what he meant. Av Matanasa, the same thing with his Matana. Kivon da Amar Tnu, as soon as he promises it, Afakav lo Kono Minei, even without an actual Kinyan, it works. And the point again is because his word stands. The Chachamim were concerned that he shouldn't lose his mind, he shouldn't get over anxious. So a Shchiv Mara, and likewise a fellow who's Yotzei B'Koiler, similar situation, want to keep him calm. And therefore we say, look, your word is gold. And likewise, Gneva, who promised us wine to Rabbi Avina, it's as good as done, even though there was no kinyan. Maskevla Rabbi Abba asks Rabbi Abba, once we're connecting, let's connect all the way. Ima matana yeshna lachar misa. So if we're connecting, get to matana, just like the matana is applicable even after a person's death, right? If he promised it, we carry it out even if he passes away. Af get yeshna lachar misa. If so, get as well can work even after his death. So he, tells them to give a get on his behalf, and he passed away in the meantime before they gave it. Do you mean to say we can give it even after his death? We're going to connect it to matana that works lachar misa, likewise get. And of course, that's impossible because once he passes away, he can no longer divorce his wife. So basically, what Abba is pointing out is that if you're going to connect, get to Matana all the way, it's an uneven correlation. It's not going to work in all situations. You can't fully connect one to the other. It's clear that Matana and get, have different guidelines, work on different tracks. Answers the Gemara, no. Hachi hashta. Why would that be a question? Of course you can't connect it in this realm. The concept of matana is applicable even after his death. Right? We carry out his word. We give the matana, which he promised during his lifetime. But there's no question that you can't do a get after a person passes away. The concept doesn't exist. So of course you can't compare it regarding this aspect. But in terms of the other halachis, there's a full correlation. It's a fair matchup. For instance, im amad chayzer, right? That it's conditional upon his death. That works by get and by matana. Meaning if he recovers, he can go back on everything. And the second point as well. Just like by get, even though he was just... speaking in short form, we carry it out. Likewise, by matana, we carry out what he said. So what's the question on Rav Huna? Ella, says the Gemara, rather, Rabbi Abba Hachika Kashle. Rabbi meant as follows. The problem is that Gneva didn't give everything away. Matnas Shchiv Mara B'Miktsasi. Remember, he just gave away, a portion of his wine. And Halacha is, you see, if a person who's in this state gives everything away, apparently he's given up on life. And he's giving everything away. So therefore, we treat it as a matnas shchivmra with all its trimmings, with all the halachas associated with that. But if it's a matnas shchivmra b'miktsas, person is in a precarious state, but he's careful to give away only, you know, a small portion of his assets. That indicates to us that he's looking after himself as well. He's still protecting his interests. He still plans on living. He's still taking that chance that perhaps he'll need stuff for himself. So that doesn't get the din of a standard classic matnas shchimra. We treat it like a regular, ordinary gift given by a healthy person in ordinary situations. And in order to carry it out, you have to make a kinyan. So here as well by Gneva. He didn't give everything away, which would indicate that he's given up on needing anything. He's giving it as a, you know, a person on his way to Misa. He only gave a small portion of his assets. That's an ordinary, standard gift. And gift giving requires a kinyan. That was Rabbi Abba's kash. Asks the Gemara. Mechlal de Rav Huna Sovar Loboya Kinyan. So then the question is, yeah, so in fact, how does Rav Huna allow this to go through without a kinyan? Well, Kaimelon, we know this for a fact, the Boya Kinyan. That in fact, a matnas shchimra b'miktsas requires a kinyan. Answers the Gemara, here it's different. Because it was clear to all that Geneva was not expecting to live any longer. He was being taken out in chains. Shani yochad metzava machmas misahu. Rashi says, right on the right side, the metzava machmas misahu, shayo yadei, he was fully aware of the fate awaiting him. Shayo yitzu bekoyler eina chayzer. He's not coming back. So this is an exception. So even though it was a partial gift, he was only giving away some of his assets, but it's clear that it was a complete, full, you know, unequivocal gift, and therefore no kinyan is required. Asks the Gemara, Mechal de Rav Abba Savar Mesava Machmas Misa Bayi Kinyan. So apparently Rav Abba, who questioned this halacha, holds that even a person in this state, when he knows he's about to die, a kinyan is required. Why? Well, Kaimelon, we know for a fact, Loi Bayi Kinyan. When he's doing it Machmas Misa, a kinyan is not required. As we explained before, the Chachamim wanted to protect him, lest he come to, you know, unnecessary anxiety, lose his mind. So he knows he's not coming back. He's giving it for real. So even though it's just miktsas, but it's for real. So what's the problem with this halacha? Why did Rav Abba have a problem with this halacha? Elo says the Gemara, you're right. This wasn't his problem at all. The reason why he challenged this halacha was because of the following question that he had. Elo Rabbi Abba hochei kakash. This was his kash. Let's analyze the term that Gneva used. What were the words that he used when he gave away that wine? Chamer lekamar. Look, he didn't say I'm giving him some wine, which would indicate that Rabbi Avina will get some of the wine. No, he didn't say that. Demei chamer lekamar. Likewise, he didn't say money earned from selling that wine will be his. He didn't say that either. What did he say? I'm giving him 400 zuz from the wine. What kind of lashon is that? How do you get money out of wine? Mechamer kamer. Take money out of the wine? What does that mean? So it's worthless. It's meaningless. That was his kasha. Okay. V'idach. Now Reb Zeira, who apparently considered Reb Abba to be entitled to that wine, what did he? How did he interpret the lashon? Mechamra, k'dei liyapos his koichei. Truth to be told, that Gneva really meant that we should take some of the wine, 400 zuz worth, and give it to Rabbi Avina. The reason why he used this lashon, mechamra, k'dei liyapos his koichei, to enhance his powers, to give him extra benefits. What does that mean? You see, as Rashi explains, if he would have simply given him some wine, So what happens if some of the wine goes sour? It's his loss. He didn't want that to happen. So he didn't say, give him actual wine. On the other hand, had he said, give him some money earned in exchange for selling that wine, there as well, it would have put Rabbi Avinu at a disadvantage. Suppose the orphans sell some of the wine and they lose the money. So they can say, well, it's your money that's gone. That's why he specified a lashon which is all-encompassing. I want you to get 400 zuz from the total stock of wine, which basically means that it's all there to guarantee the gift. All my wine is committed to the gift of 400 zuz, which you're going to ultimately receive. So it was Liyakwis his koichai. It was a much better language, much stronger language, much stronger gift. Shalcha Matam. In fact, they sent from Eretz Yisrael. Then, in fact, when a person speaks in this manner, Mechamra, it means exactly as Rav Zera held, Kedei Liyakwis his koichai, he's trying to enhance his power. It's all to his benefit. And of course, the Matana is valid. Okay, so bottom line, the mission tells us that when a person is in a precarious state, Yoytze B'Koyler, Mefarish, Yoytze B'Shayar, Kwantar Shem Shazuri, even a Mesukan, all he needs to say is Kiss, forget the Ishti, we understand what he means, we write it and we give it. We had a story regarding Gneva, who was in a similar circumstance, and he promised X amount of wine to Rabbi Avina. The Gemara says he's entitled to the money, although he used a funny language, get it from the wine. What he meant to say is, all that wine is committed to your gift. And Rabbi Abba actually challenged that lashon. He felt it wasn't precise enough, and therefore he should not be zeicha in the wine. And the chiddush of the Gemara was, this is based on Rav Huna's halacha, that we treat a fellow who is a yoytze b'koyla like a shchivmara. In which case we say, whatever he says goes, just like by the shchivmara we say, divrei shchivmara k'ksuvin u'k'masurin dami. Says the Mishnah, Misha haya mushlach labar. The fellow was deep inside a pit, v'amar, and he calls out, kol ha-shamea es koyla yichtev ged li'ishtoy. So he's speaking in third person, but he means himself. Whoever can hear my voice, please. My name is such and such, from such and such town. Please write a get for my wife. And, you know, we come there and he's gone or whatever. They couldn't really identify him. So if they wrote and they gave the get, as per his instructions, it's a valid get. Okay? So they can follow his instructions and give it to the Isha, of course, as long as he's alive. Says the Gemara, V'lechosh Shema Sheitu. How do we know he's even a person? Maybe he's a shade, a demon, masquerading as a person. They discerned a human form. Even the shade didn't know how to do that. They masquerade as people. They noticed that he had a shadow. And that's specific to humans. Even shadim have shadows. They noticed a double shadow. So, you know, every person has a primary shadow. When the sun is shining, you have a primary shadow, 6 feet tall, according to the size of the person. Then there's like that secondary, weaker shadow emanating from that first shadow. That double shadow is unique to humans, which Shadim don't have. And since this husband featured that as well, we assume he's a person. Maybe Shadim have that as well. Amar Bchanina, Limadni Yonason, my son Yonason, who was an expert in this field, taught me, Bavoya Islu. Shadim can have shadows, but Bavoya de Bavoya Islu, they don't have this double secondary shadow. Asks the Gemara of Dil Mitzari, maybe this voice was actually being impersonated by a Tzara, by a co-wife of this Isha, who's the intended recipient of the get, who's just trying to set her up and get rid of her. On a time of danger, like Rashi says, he's a mesukan lamas. Apparently, he's in danger. He's about to die. And it's either now or never. So, under these extenuating circumstances, we don't concern ourselves with unlikely chashoshois, koisvin v'noisin, af b'shein makirin, we can write and deliver the get, even though we're not 100% sure that's in fact the husband. We assume it is. We hope for the best. Continues the Mishnah. What about habari, a person who's perfectly healthy? She'omar, who calls out, kis v'get li'ishti, please write a get for my wife. But he doesn't say tenu. Now, he has no excuse. He's fully healthy, fully mindful. Ratzal l'sachikba. We assume he's just playing around. He's not serious. So you can't actually write and give the get. But, ma'aseh b'bari echad was a story involving a bari, she'omar kis v'get li'ishti, who instructed as such. And then what happened? Va'ala l'resh hagag v'nafal l'meis. He went up to the rooftop and he fell down, he died. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We have to analyze what happened. Im me'atz me'nafal, if he initiated that fall, that's a raya. That he intended this to be a real get. He wanted to give her the get before he knowingly puts an end to his life. Hareza get. So if in fact the get was written and delivered before this episode, before he killed himself, then we treat it as a valid get. But if it was an accident, an unintended accident, if the wind just blew him off, then we have no reason to believe that he meant it seriously and the get that was given beforehand is not valid. Asks the Gemara, you're bringing a story which contradicts your own halacha. The Mishnah began by saying that a bari who speaks in short form, kiss for get, that's not sufficient. He's just playing around. If he meant a proper get, he would have said so. He would have said, write and give it. Right? Then we bring a story. He's up on the roof. V'nafal u'meis. And we say that if it was initiated, self-initiated, then that's a raya, that he was serious about the get. Ma'asa lister? You're bringing a story. Who brings a story to contradict themselves? The answer is chasur mechzer v'chiktam. The Mishnah is meant to be learned as follows. Like it's missing some words. An ordinary bari, you have to say it out. Otherwise, we don't take you seriously. But if ultimately something occurs which indicates to us that in fact this was his intention all along, how does it get? Then we recalibrate. We rethink the whole story. He meant it seriously. Umasanami, and that's why we bring this story. Bebari, Sha'amar Kisfugat Lishti, and what happened? Val Rishagag, Vanafalo Mace, Va'amar Ramashimain. Ben Gamliel, we have to take a look at the circumstance. Imi Atzmoy Nafal, if it was self initiated, Harezaget. This is a Yechacha. This proves that he meant it seriously. Imbaruch Dechasa, and a get, but if it was just an accident, it's not a get. Ha'u Gavra, there was a story about a person, Da'al Beknishta walks into the shul. Ashkach Mikri Yenuka Ubrei. Who does he notice? A Rebbe of children and his son, both adults. The Yasvi was sitting, V'yasev Inish Achrin Gabay. There's another person, a third person nearby. Amr Lahu, he turns to the group. Beit Rei Minaychu, you know, do me a favor. Two of you, Nicht Vogitl Dvisu, please write a get for my wife. V'soiv Shachiv Mikri Inuk. Turns out that the Rebbe, the father, passed away. The question is, Mi Mashvu Inshi Bra Shlicha B'makim Ab. Shall we assume that he was okay with any of the three people writing the get? Even the son could have served as a shliach to write the get, even though he was next to his father. He meant any two out of three. It could be the father and the son. It could be, any... I don't know if the father and son together can sign the get, but he meant the son as well. Basically, if the father is not available, the son can be a shliach. Or perhaps not. It's not covered that he would include the son and put him on the same playing field as the father. So bottom line is, he met three people, two of which were father and son. He asked them to write a get. Father passed away. Did he mean to include the son or not? Rav Nachman Amar Lo Mashvu Inshi Bra Shlicha B'makom Aba. It's assumed that a person would not equate son with father. And since the father was sitting there, he did not mean that the son should also take part in this process. And therefore, when father passed away, son is not eligible to write the get. Rav Papi Amar, yes, mashvu in shibrosh, lichem akim abo, even the presence of his father, son can be appointed as a shliach, and therefore in this case, when there's no father, son and stranger can do the get, amarava, that's the halacha, hilchasa mashvi inshi, bro, shlichu makam abba, and go ahead and write the get. Amar lushnaim, a fellow turns to two people, Reuben and Shimon, and he says, nu get liishti. I want you to give a get to my wife. He meant specifically them. I want you personally to write the get. Because these aren't three that are like a bezdin. You are my yatim. Please write a get, sign it, give it to her. Right? So you can't delegate that job to somebody else. I meant you personally. Oi. Lishloisha. Or suppose he approaches three people who are typically like a bezdin, who have the authority to delegate, but he specifies, it's personal. Kisvu get utnu lishti. I want you to write the get and give it to my wife. So in both these cases, hara'ilu yichtu v'yitnu, they have to write and give the get. They can't delegate it to others. But amar lishloisha utnu get lishti, but if he approaches three people who have a din of a bezdin, he says, provide my wife with a get. He didn't say kisvu utnu. He just says tnu. Look after it. Administer the get. Oh, it's a totally different story. In this case, they can turn to other people and task them with a job. Why? Because he appointed them like a bezdin. Divrei Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Meir's chiddush. Again, if he personalized it, if he specified, you do it, then only they can do it. So if it's two Edom in any case, can't delegate. So even if he says Tanu, he meant you take care of it, write and give it. Likewise, if he turns to three people, write and give the get, he meant them personally. But if he goes to three people, give the get to my wife. That just means, you know, look after it. And they can delegate it to somebody else. In fact, this was a famous halacha. Vazu halacha hela, Rabbi Chanina ish Oinai. Rabbi Chanina from Oinai brought this halacha out of the prison. Mebeis HaSurin, when Rabbi Akiva was in prison, he went and he found out this halacha from Rabbi Akiva, which was, Mekubalani ba'imer, I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbein, ba'imer, so Ishla, when he turns to three people, Nuget l'ishti, and he instructs him to provide the get for his wife. It's not so personal, and therefore they can turn around and ask other people to do it. Sheyaimru la'acherim v'yichtabu. Why? For the same reason we mentioned before, Neshason Bezdin, because he made them into a Bezdin. And a bezdin can instruct others as well. That is Rav Meir Shita, which was imported by Rav Chanina Ish Oinai from the Beis HaSurim from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yossi, numeinu l'shliach. In fact, when Rav Chanina Ish Oinai came with the halacha from Rabbi Akiva, we responded to the shliach. We vehemently disagreed. Af anu mekubalin, we too have a tradition, a Kabbalah from our Rebbe. Sha'afilu Amar al-Bezna Goli Shubi Yerushalayim. Even if a husband turns to the grand court in Yerushalayim and he says, Tznu get le'ishti, he meant them personally. So even if they have trouble writing a get, they have to learn how to do that. Shi'ilmudu v'yichtu v'yidnu. They have to learn how to write the get and do it themselves. For whatever reason, he wants them to do it. Concludes the Mishnah. What about Omar La'asara? Kisvut nuget li'ishti. He turned to 10 people and he specified, you write, you give. So how many of the 10 have to be involved? A get, you know, only really needs 2 people, 3 people. Echad koisev, shnayim choismin. So one writes the get and 2 sign. So they all have to look after it. So any one of those 10 are eligible to participate, but you don't actually need them all to sign. However, kulchem kusayvu, if he specifies, I want you all involved, then they all have to be involved. Echad koisev, one will write the text, v'kulam choismin, and all will sign. Lafichach, and therefore, he may say, echad man, if one of them passes away before they conclude the get, harizah get batal, it's worthless. Okay, so let's just summarize the Mishnah. If the husband gave personal instructions, then you have to carry out those instructions. You can't delegate it to somebody else. He turned to two people and he says, give my wife a get. He meant write and give. Or he turns to three people and he specifies, write and give. They have to do it themselves. But if he turns to three people and he says, merely, you know, give the get, administer the get, look after the get. Ramir says, they can delegate it, because a bezdin can do so. Unless he specified otherwise. Rabbi Yisrael says, no, even in this case, it's personal. It's for them to do it and nobody else. Omar Yirme Ba'abo Shochol Ebi Rav L'Shmuel Talmidim of Rav sent the following question to Shmuel. Glamdein Rabbeinu, please, Rabbi, teach us as follows. Omar L'Shnaim. Husband turns to two people. Kisvu Utnu Get L'Ishti. So he specified. Write the get. Deliver the get to my wife. And what happened? V'amru L'Sefer V'Kasav. They turned to a scribe, and they commissioned him with writing the actual text, but they signed. He wrote the actual get, but they signed. V'chasmu hein. Mahu. What would you say in this case? Did they fulfill their mandate or not? They have to do it. But how much do they have to do? Is signing enough? Or did they have to actually write the entire get? Shalach Luhi responded, Teitzei. If she remarried based on this get, she has to leave her husband. But you know, I still have to check with my Rebbeim. I have to go consult people that are bigger and greater than myself. I'm not sure. To what extent the husband means when he says right. Maya Dabar Tarach Talmud. What does that mean? We have to study this. Is it because the husband merely gave them instructions. Mili means words. You know, he didn't give them an item to pass on, which perhaps they can, you know, delegate to somebody else. He merely gave them verbal instructions. Write my get. Umasapkale. And Shmuel had a shaila now. He was unsure whether mili words, imimsrin l'shliach, can they be handed over to the next shliach? I.e., can they take his instructions and pass it on to the sefer, and it's okay. Or perhaps you can't do that. You got the instructions, you have to carry it out. You can't pass it on to the next person. Was that his question? That can't be the question. Why? V'omar Shmuel, Omar Rabbi, Shmuel quotes Rabbi, Halachak Rabbi Yesi. We follow Rabbi Yesi's Shita in our Mishnah. You can never pass on instructions to the next person. Right? Remember the Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi says, even the Bezna Gadol, who are the epitome of authority, when they were asked to write a get, they must do it personally. They can't pass it on and delegate it. So this could never have been his question. He was clear. Rabbi Shmuel was clear. Mili lem yimsron l'shliach. What then was his question here? Regarding the Sefer having written the get. What's going on? Shmuel had the following question. I understand you cannot delegate. You cannot pass on instructions. But the question is, what did the husband have in mind when he asked them to write? What does write mean? The entire get from beginning to end they have to do? Or that a cipher can do? He just meant they should sign it. I don't want anybody else involved in signing the get. I want it to be a private affair. You too, I trust. You'll keep it under wraps. You'll be discreet about it. So signing is sufficient. That was his question. What does ksoivu mean? Hai ksoivu, which the husband, you know, tells them. Ksoivu, write my get. Iksav yodan, is it referring to their signature and that's enough? Iksav haget, or the actual text of the get. So unless they do it themselves, it's worthless. That was his question. How far do we go? What did he mean? Says the Gemara, v'tipshle masnisen. We can conclude this question based on the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Amar l'shnayim tnu get l'ishti. He turns to two people. Please deliver a get to my wife. Or he turns to three people. Kisvu get utnu l'ishti, and he specifies write and deliver. Hare'elu yichtuv yitnu. In both cases, the parties themselves have to carry it out. They have to write and deliver. So it's clear that they have to write the entire get. Not just their signatures. No, he could become a bailey. This in itself was Shmuel's question. ksoiva, when the husband asks them to write, ksav yadanu, is it just strictly their signatures that he's insisting on? Or ksav haget, or the entire text of the get, is what he's referring to. So basically, we have no conclusion based on the Mishnah. We're not sure what the Mishnah itself means. Signatures or the ksav haget? Well, answers the Gemara, pshita the ksav hagetu. It's clear from the next part of the Mishnah that we're speaking about the actual text of the get, not just the signatures. Why? The Tani Sefer. Look at the next part of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, "Numeni l'shliach." We turn to the shliach who came from Rabbi Kiva in the prison. Af onu mukabolin. We have this Kabbalah as well, which contradicts your Kabbalah. That it's all personal. Shafilu Amar l'bezn agolish v'yerushalayim. Even if the husband asked the grand bezn yerushalayim tnu get liishti to issue a get to his wife, they can't delegate the job. Shiyumadu. If they need to study, if they need to practice, they have to do that, they have to learn how to write, and give it to her personally. Now, what don't they know how to do that they have to learn? Signatures? Who doesn't know how to sign their names? We're speaking about actually writing the entire ksava de get, sharper. That explains why perhaps the bezin, who are not proficient at scribery, perhaps they have to study and practice it in order to do it. That would make sense. Eli Amris Ksav Yadano, but if we're speaking merely about just signing your name, who does not sign their names? Can you find a bezin in the world that does not sign their names? Says the Gemara, yeah, sometimes, yeah, in, yes. You can have a fresh bezin right out of, Beis Medrash. Not accustomed to signing documents, so perhaps that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Okay. So bottom line is we have no conclusion. To what extent do the Edom have to be careful in terms of personally writing the get? Is it the actual text that they have to write or just the signatures? The Gemara now will make another attempt at figuring this out. V'isvir l'an d'haik ksav yodan hu. Now, we shall suggest that ksoivu is simply the signatures and no more. Ho ksav haget. Kosher, but the actual text of the get can be written by anybody. V'amar Shmuel, Amar Rebbe, Halach Rabbi Yosi. But didn't Shmuel just tell us the name of Rebbe? We paskin like Rabbi Yosi. The Amar Mili Loi Mimser and L'Shliach. That words can never be handed over to the next Shliach. So basically, the question is when the husband asks, write a get for me. He's instructing this person. How can the person turn around and give it to the sefer to do? These are merely words, verbal instructions. You can't pass that on. Answers the Gemara. You know how it could work? Amri, so they responded, Is viri londik suvu ksoivu ksav yodan hu. It can work. Even if we shall say that husband's ksoivu, when husband instructs, write my get, ksav yadanu, it's merely the signatures that he's being concerned about. But not the ksav haget. Ksav haget, when it comes to the actual text of the get, nasa, we treat it ko'imra as though he told them, imru, you know what, pass it on. I'm okay with you asking the sefer to do it. Umay de Rabbi Yosi, by me imru. Rabbi Yosi would agree if your husband specifies, you know what, please tell, such and such sefer to write it. Of course it works. And that's what he would mean if in fact we conclude that, his intention was merely the signatures. In terms of the get itself, I'm okay with you asking the sefer to do it. And Rabbi Yosi agrees that if he specifies, or we assume that was clearly his intention, it's as though he's specifying. And once that happens, there's no issue of mili la mimser on the shliach. That's only an issue when I ask you to do something and you pass it on to the next person. But if I specifically specify, I tell you, please tell the sefer. That's okay. And if that's what we assume he meant, then let's just go with that. So in terms of their signatures, that's personal. I wanted you to do it. But in terms of the ksav haget, I'm not insisting that you do it personally. I'm okay with you asking somebody else. Says the Gemara, "Umi moed Rabbi Yosi by me imru." Is that true that Rabbi Yosi would agree Ba'omer, when the husband says, Imru, please instruct that person. He agrees that it works. Va'atanan, we have a mission later on. Ksav Sefer Ve'ed Kasha. So, Mishnah speaks about a get, which features the handwriting of the Sefer, Kasav Sefer Ve'ed, with another witness. It's okay, you can use the get. Bam Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah interprets the Mishnah to mean as follows. Chasam Sefer Sheninu, that we have a get, written by a Sefer, and signed by two Eidim, one of which is a Sefer, the same fellow who wrote the get, and next to him we have another Eid. And the Mishnah says the get is valid. Now, you know, there's always a concern that perhaps the Sefer was not meant to sign the get. The husband asked two other Eidim to sign, but, you know, once he started writing it, they felt bad. They didn't want to offend him. They didn't want to lock him out of the get. So they gave him the honor of actually participating in these signatures as well and putting his signature there. Right? There's always that chashash. So why are we not chashash? That's what happened. V'amar of Chizda. You know why? Masnisin man Rabbi Yisi. This Mishnah, which allows a Sefer to sign, is Rabbi Yisi's Shita. D'amar midi loymim sirin l'shliach. Who says that you can never delegate verbal instructions. Therefore, nobody would sign a get unless he personally was instructed by the husband. So, we're not chayshish that the Sefer just went and wrote the shtar and then signed his name, because he wouldn't do so unless he's personally instructed. They cannot authorize him to do so. The Eidim cannot authorize the Sefer to do so. So we assume the Sefer's name is there. Apparently he was personally instructed to do so by the husband. That's all good and well. If we learn that according to Rabbi Yisi, you can never delegate personal verbal instructions. So we assume it didn't happen here as well. But if there's one case, which case? The Imru case, where we do allow delegation of verbal instructions. Imru means when the husband specifically told the Eidim, please, you know, I don't mind if you pass this on to the next person. So if there is such an option, if such a path exists, which basically allows a total stranger, who never got personal instructions from the husband, to actually participate in the get, then we're back to square one. So who says it didn't happen here? Maybe they were embarrassed, they felt bad, they didn't want to offend the Sefer, who's so heavily invested in the shtar, and they allowed him to sign. By telling him, look, it's okay, yeah, the husband lets us involve you in the chasimis. Nafik b'nei churva. This can really create trouble. The zimna damer l'shnayim. Because perhaps what happened was, he told Reuven and Shimon, Imru lo Sefer v'yichtei. Please go ahead and write, tell a sefer to write to get, but write to get, not sign. And go find another two people and have them sign the shtar. That was his intent. That was his plan. Umishim kusufa the sefer. And they felt bad to embarrass a sefer. What did they do? They took one of those Eidim and paired him together with the Sefer, who also signed the get. And the husband never fathomed, never intended that the Sefer should actually write, sign his name in the shtar. That's a strong kasha. How can we know what happened? So if, according to our BAC, there is never a way that somebody would sign without receiving personal instructions from the husband, now, there's no chashash that the Sefer did that. But if you tell me, there is an option. There is a case. The Imru case. That, other people can participate in the chasimis. So perhaps that's what happened here. They were meant to tell other people, and instead they felt bad for the Sefer, and they got him involved. And that makes the get puzzle. Answers the Gemara, well, that's an unlikely scenario. Kivin da'amar mar, the Gemara tells us elsewhere, kashav le'tasakein, be Israel, that this get, which features a chasima of the cipher, although it's technically valid, but you're not meant to do so, and Taisus explains, we're concerned that perhaps the Isha will hire false witnesses, whatever. So in any case, we don't do this. L'shchiach, so it's not a likely case, not a common scenario. We're not chayshish for it. Asks the Gemara, v'leichosh dil ma'amar lo lebeit rei. But perhaps let's be concerned about the next case. Husband turns to Reuven and Shimon, and he says, "Imru lo sefer v'yichtev, please ask the sefer to write the get. Va'atam chasomim, you personally sign." Instead of asking others to sign, as in the previous case, you personally sign. That's really what happened. And what actually was carried out turned out a bit different than what the husband had in mind. V'azli hanach, and these two ate him. We're concerned about the sefer's feelings. Mishum kasufa the sefer, in order to avoid offending the sefer. What do? They invited him to sign the shtar. Machtimilei the sefer b'hadichad manayu. They invited the sefer to sign together with one of them. Uba'ala mahachi, and this is in contrast to the husband's instructions. So here as well, we have a chashash. That we're going to mistakenly validate a get, which is not really valid. And again, this is based on the same kasha. If Imru works, if there is a way that the husband can ask people to instruct other people to be involved, then you're running into all kinds of confusions. Amri, so the Gemara responds, Honami kasha le'sasa, who, this example, this case as well, where he tells to Aiden to have the sefer right, and they personally should sign. It's also something we don't do. So it's not a likely scenario. We're not concerned. Asks the Gemara, Harnichel Amand Amar. It works according to the Shita, the Kashav Le'Sasa, that it's, although it's Kashi, you're not meant to do it, there's no concern. El Amandam Kashav Le'Sasa, we're going to have this later on in the Gemara. But according to the Shita, that we are okay with this type of get. So this is really a dangerous situation, Michael Amemar, that can really cause all kinds of confusions. Says the Gemara, you're right. El Rabbi Yosi Tarti Amar. According to Shitas Rabbi Yosi, all types of delegations, all types of passing on instructions are possible. When a husband asks people to do something, they personally must do it. They can't pass it on to somebody else. Even if the husband says Imru, he clearly asks them to go pass it on to somebody else. It doesn't work. Mili loy mimser on the shliach. You never pass on verbal instructions. So before we continue, having said that, we have no more problems. Because you'll never run into a situation where a sefer puts his name on there and it's not authorized because they're never allowed to ask other people to be involved. Right? So whatever's on the shtar, we assume, was as per the husband's direct instructions. Okay, that answers that question. Getting back to our sugya. Shmuel responded with an uncertainty, right? They asked Shmuel what happens to a husband who personally instructed the fellows to write the get. Can they have a sefer write it and they sign it? You know, to what extent is the husband being particular? Ksoivu means signatures or the entire get? Shmuel wasn't sure, which would indicate that that there is a reason to be machsher a get written by a sefer, even though the husband asked these two eidim to do it. Apparently, because Imru works, because we treat it as though he said Imru. I'm only insisting on you signing, but in terms of the actual shtar, the actual text of the get, you can have the sefer, right? I'm okay with that. Imru, go tell the sefer, go instruct the sefer. That's okay, that's what I had in mind. That was Shmuel's shaila. So it's based on the premise that Imru works. Although Shmuel himself, clearly paskin in the name of Rebbe, like Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah, that, you know, typically there's no delegation of responsibilities. Even when you go to the Bez Nagadol, you ask them to crafty the get, put it together, they have to do it personally. They can't pass it on to the next person. So how do these two things jive? Says the Gemara Shmuel, regarding Shita Shmuel, he took a split approach. Sovar l'kavasei b'chada, on the one hand, in terms of when you instruct the Bezna Gadol, you ask them to do it personally. In that regard, he holds like Rabbi Yesi, it's a personal instruct. You can't pass it on. Upala glei b'chada. But on the other hand, if husband specifies, here, you know, please ask such and such to take care of the get. That's okay. Imru works. And likewise, an implied imru works as well, which is, if all he meant was sign the get, but in terms of writing, I'm okay with you having a sefer do it, that's like imru. It's an implied imru. So either an explicit imru or an implied imru, according to Shmuel, would work. So, on the one hand, he goes with Rabbi Yesi. Typically, we don't delegate verbal responsibilities unless husband specifies as such and he's okay with it. Okay. So we had four Mishnahs. In the first, we discussed the heter of giving a get even when husband did not specify tenu, because he wasn't up to it, he was in sakana, etc. We treated it as though he said tenu. We had the story with Gniva, and Ravina, who was entitled to the wine, who was a matava machmas misa. So even though it was a kinyan, it was a matana b'miktas, you don't need a kinyan. We treated it as a done deal. And even though he was a little bit ambiguous in terms of how to give him the stuff, mechamra, he meant liyapo, he says kaychoi. A fellow calls out from a bar, please give a get to my wife. We do so. We're speaking that we notice that he's a person, he has a double shadow. We're not concerned about a tzara. A healthy man who says give a get without concluding anything about delivering the get, well, it's just a joke, unless it turns out that the soif was mechiach, that he meant it seriously. We have a story about the father, the son, and the stranger. The Gemara concludes that everybody's included in the mandate and can write the get. Then we have the next Mishnah, the next sugya, which basically turns out like this. If a husband issues personal instructions, then they have to do it themselves. If he was addressing a threesome, or certainly an official bezin, asking them to look after the get, we have a machlekes. According to Rabbi Meir, they can turn around and ask others to do it. A bezin has that authority. According to Rabbi Yossi, no, it's all personal. And even if they have to go learn how to sign their names, they have to do so. We had a question in terms of, you know, what did he mean? He meant, the husband meant sign personally, or did it even mean that you have to actually write the entire get, and you cannot ask a sefer to do so? So Shmuel was asked the question, and he was not sure. The Gemara concluded that the svara to say that you can ask a sefer is because, at least according to Shmuel, not like Rabbi Yosef, according to Shmuel himself, we assume on this side we assume that the husband was not particular about who's going to author the actual get, and if so, it's sufficient that they actually sign it, and they can turn around and ask the sefer to write it, because it's as though he asked them to do so. And imru le sefer b'yichtav works. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.